Welcome back to the John Katzmatidis Cats at Night show. We have a special presentation today.
And we have a special day today with the Cohen's Children's Hospital. And we've been raising all money today to help the kids. And with us also today, he's with us every Friday, is Larry Kudlow. And how are you, Larry?
Good, John. Good. How are you? How are you, Lydia?
I'm doing well. We just saw you on TV a short time ago. You look great. I love that hot pink tie.
Thank you. Save America, kill the bill.
You did save America.
You killed the bill.
The New York Sun gave you the credit. You killed the bill.
Well, I give more credit to Mr. Joe Manchin, but the really good news is that the bill is dead, at least for now. They'll pick it up again probably in February. But I think the bill is, the longer it pauses, the likelier it is killed. It's in a lot of trouble. I mean, really, in the past, since we spoke on John's show last Friday, the CBO scorecard with $5 trillion in spending and $3 trillion in debt, the huge CPI numbers, and then the PPI numbers this week, that killed the bill. It just killed the bill. And Manchin is hanging very, very tough. He's not giving in. He does believe more spending is inflationary. He's absolutely right about that. He doesn't want an entitlement state. He does want workfare. He doesn't want amnesty. They're not going to fiddle with the filibuster rules. I mean, really, to me, right now, the Biden agenda is dead. Everything he does turns to stone. He's an extremely unpopular politician right now. His Keystone bill is being defeated effectively, and he's going to have to rethink his whole presidency right now. That's my view. And so far, I don't see any sign of it. He's not like Bill Clinton, John. You know, 25 years ago, Clinton got woofed in the midterms, and he shifted to the right, and the era of big government was over, and he passed welfare reform, and he cut the capital gains tax. Biden is stubborn. He's totally committed to the progressive left. He's anti-business. He's anti-success. We're watching his presidency crumble right now.
Well, Larry Kudlow, you know, we're coming into the holidays and we're coming into the new year. Are Americans going to have a great new year? What do you think?
Well, I think, John, it's going to be a mixed bag, to be honest with you. I mean, there's a lot of strength in the economy, and profits are very good for the stock market. However, I think the inflation problem is going to continue into next year, well into next year. I don't think the Fed is acting tough enough or aggressively enough, and I think we're going to have to live with high inflation for at least one more year. So that, you know, that cuts into middle-class families. It hurts their after inflation, you know, their real incomes. So far, the economy is holding up. You're going to get a big number in Q4 ending December. That will come out in late January. It's going to be a big number. It could be 8 or 9, 10% growth, but it's also going to have 6, 7, 8% inflation. And I think the inflation problem, John, is going to be a bigger and bigger and bigger problem for the economy. I think the Federal Reserve is going to have to be much, much, much tougher. They're going to have to stop buying bonds altogether. They're going to have to start raising rates. You know, the Bank of England raised rates. Even Russia raised interest rates. Inflation is worldwide, and we're behind the curve. So that's going to be a big challenge for the economy next year.
Well, Larry Kudlow, I understand. Thank you for your every Friday interview today. And God bless you, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, John. Take care.